That's very cool. We've actually talked to numerous superintendents from all over the area, and that was one of the biggest obstacles when they launched the remote learning, was to make sure that all of the families had internet access, as you mentioned. So what a great thing that she's doing there.
Yeah, a really cool thing. Another cool part that Joy's been working on with her other Nutrition Connections colleagues around the state is, I mentioned our New Hampshire Farm Products map. We also have what's called a food access map. And if there are people who are having a hard time finding access to food, like food shelters and things like that, there's a map which points people into some of these resources. So if people are having difficulty accessing food, they can use this map to access food. The other thing is, a lot of people want to go and give their time and volunteer, or they've got access to food resources that they want to donate to food shelters and things like that. This food access map, which you can access on our website, also helps connect people to food and food to people. So in this time, you know, where more people are becoming food insecure because of the current situation, we have this map that'll help people connect to those resources.
That's great. And again, the website that Klaus is referring to is extension.unh.edu. And then, Klaus, I guess you're more involved with the youth programming when it comes to the 4-H Club and that type of thing, too. So explain a little bit about your area teaming up with Amanda Royce.
Sure. So Amanda Royce is our 4-H program manager. So she coordinates 4-H programming in Carroll County. And I work with Amanda, and I'm a STEM literacy specialist. So I work in all of science and STEM stuff. And what we basically do is work with 4-H clubs, you know, and again, folks might recognize 4-H from Sandwich Fair and Freiburg Fair. Mm-hmm. The kids do a lot of agriculture-based products, but we do all kinds of learning, especially in STEM and science and other projects. But in addition to working with local 4-H clubs, we do a lot with after-school programs. We work really closely with the folks at Project Succeed and try to help them with their programming, whether we provide training and programming options. So that's a big part of what we do. We're actually working right now with Project Succeed as we're looking for ways, and Project Succeed is looking for ways to transition into summer learning for youth. You know, with a lot of camp programs and summer programs sort of up in the air, a lot of kids won't be able to go to camp this year or do certain programs. So we're working with a lot of other community organizations locally to make sure that there are some options for kids to get good programming, because families need something. As mom and dad go to work, you know, they need options for their kids. So we'll work with Project Succeed and North Conway Community Center and some other organizations to make sure that there are good options for kids.
And we're great groups to work with when it comes to that. And you're right. When it comes now, I think at the time we were thinking, well, okay, this could only last maybe a month, maybe two. And now we're seeing it's going to last a lot longer than that, well into the summer. So this is definitely something that they should be planning for and ready for as much as we can be.
Yeah, exactly.
Very good, very good. And last but not least, and certainly not least, I know there's a lot of resources on your website and a lot that you guys do. Again, that's extension.unh.edu. But let's talk about what Wendy Scribner has going on, continuing to work with landowners and educating them on natural resources of their land, as you've mentioned.
Yeah, so Wendy's our forestry and natural resource specialist. Her work, you know, typically works with landowners, folks who've got a little bit of land and they just want to come up with ways to manage that land. And it could involve anything from coming up with a sort of a forestry plan where they might want to cut some trees or cut some timber, you know, and things like that. So she works with them and helps them develop a plan. She can also help them find ways to encourage and enhance wildlife on their land. Some people, like, you know, they want to enhance their land for bird watching, for example, or make sure that they've got species of plants that encourage wildlife coming in and things like that. So Wendy works a lot with those folks. And also, her colleagues around the state also work with things like water quality. So a lot of Extension volunteers are on our lakes testing for water quality and things like that. So one of our big Extension programs really works on our natural resources, making sure that we've got, you know, a good environment, good clean environment, and that we kind of work closely with the land there as well.
There's quite a bit going on you guys are doing over there, and that is fantastic work, and we thank you so much for doing that. If somebody is maybe getting a little inspired, Klaus, by this this conversation that we're having, or perhaps they want to reach out to you and work with the Extension team, how can they do that? What's the best way to go about it?
So right now our office is closed, of course, due to COVID-19, but mm-hmm. all of our field specialists are working from home. However, if you do call our office line, 447-3834, we will each get that message and be able to get back to you. You can also go to the Extension website, again, extension.unh.edu, and you can find our office there under locations, and you can get all of our contact information and email us directly. Also, for folks who've got, you know, just basic home gardening questions, or if folks are, you know, learning, they want to raise chickens this year and get their own eggs or something like that.
Sure.
We also have a helpline, an Ask Extension helpline, and that is a number, and I'll give you, it's 1-877-EXTENSION-GROW, or EXT-GROW, and that's 1-877-398-4769, and you can call that number during the week. And they will answer any basic, you know, garden questions. If you've got pest questions and you've got your garden, raising chickens, lawn questions, they can answer any of those. You can also send an email to answers@unh.edu. And that's probably the best way to get some direct line help, because if they can't help you, then they'll send you to the county office and send you to one of us.
Pretty amazing. Quite the resource for all of that, and that's fantastic. So thank you so much for sharing that with us. Do you have any final words for this interview?
I would just say, you know, we've got a lot of good resources, look us up on our website. Our COVID-19 page on the Extension website has so many resources. It has resources for parents who want to do activities with kids. It's got resources for farmers who just need help with their farm or accessing markets. It's got, you know, resources for educators on there. There's really a treasure trove of stuff on there. There's good stuff for 4-H programming. And even if you're not part of a 4-H program, a lot of those resources are open to anybody. And that's really for parents wanting activities and projects to do with kids, or ways to get your kids involved in something else. And, you know, hopefully as you know, things are allowed to open up, that our 4-H clubs will be able to start meeting again in person there. So, you know, people want to do stuff with kids or what projects, you know, 4-H can be a really good opportunity there. And it's not just about agricultural programs. 4-H is really is a youth development program. So clubs form around all kinds of topics and interests, from hiking and mountain biking. Amanda's put together some cool rock climbing programs in the past for youth. So there's all kinds of options out there, again, for kids, for farmers, for families, for communities, through our Extension resources.
Very cool. Yeah, something for everybody, 100% for sure. That is so great. Klaus, thank you so much for your time. Thank you for you and your team and all the work that you guys are doing with the youth and beyond and really helping out our communities. That's greatly appreciated. Thanks so much for coming on with us.
Anytime. I'm really happy to share all this stuff.
Wonderful. That's Klaus Telemark, an Extension Field Specialist from UNH Cooperative Extension. Please remember to check out extension.unh.edu for all of the latest updates and everything that Klaus has mentioned. And once again, I'd like to thank our sponsors of this program. That's Cooper Cargill Chant, Leone McDonald and Roberts. And I'd like to remind you, you can check out all previous episodes of this show at WMWV.com and ConwayMagic.com. And if you out there are a member of a local nonprofit organization that would like to be featured on the show, please send me an email, Gino@WMWV.com. That's Gino@WMWV.com. For now, this is Gino Devaney signing off. This has been Drive Time.